Hello, boy. Look around all you like. You're not going to find me. I don't want you to. Quite yet. Welcome to my abode. My name is Scarlet. Oh, don't be afraid. You can trust in me. You are safe here. You stepped into my forest, and you shan't leave it until I've finished with you. In this forest, I am queen. And as queen, you will obey my every word. You will do as I say, or you shall become a snack for Ka. Ka? Slither out of the darkness, would you, darling? Show yourself. Let him see you. Yes, Ka is a giant, 50-foot long python. You better not run. She's already encircled you, and she loves to chase. As you can see, her body is about 3 feet wide. With scales of overlapping steel, she could snap a tree trunk in half. Stare into her golden eyes. Good boy. Feel her stare back into your mind. Good boy. She's got a hypnotic gaze. Be a good pet, and just get lost in it for me. Feel her take you down, down, down. Feel her take you deep, deep, deep. Get lost in her gaze. Surrender to her. Surrender to me. Surrender to us. Just go ahead and breathe for me. In and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Good boy. Just keep breathing for me. Slow and deep, just like that. Smell that? That sweet, sexy, feminine scent. Those are my pheromones, dearie. Breathe them in deep and continue to drop deeper and deeper down. Now I want you to focus on your body. Relax for a cup. Feel the sensation of just standing there on my forest floor. Take off your shoes and socks. Your feet have been walking and must be cooped up in there. They need to breathe. Just toss them to Ka and she'll eat those up. You won't be needing them anymore. There. Now isn't that better? Feel the soft, cool, wet grass on the soles of your bare feet. Wiggle your toes, dig them into the ground. Feel the earth beneath you. Isn't that nice? Keep staring at Ka. Fall into her eyes. Hear that? Nature. My nature. The sounds of the rainforest. Let them remind you how isolated you are out here. How far from civilization. No other humans, for dozens of miles. Just you, me, and Ka, and whatever else dwells in this forested domain of mine. Feel the wetness of the dew on the grass. Listen to the trees moving in the night. Look up now. See the stars in the sky through the canopy. Feel how there is nothing but air between you and them. Oh, I love it out here. It feels amazing. Just standing here, rooted, connected with the world. Look back at Ka. Oh, see how close she is? Inches from your face. When did she do that? You certainly didn't hear her. Watch her tongue slither out, gently brushing over your face. She's just giving you a little kiss. Kiss her back. Do it, boy. Kiss my girl, Ka. Just give her a little peck to show your respect and submission. Good boy. See? Nothing to be afraid of. Just listen to me, and you will have some fun. Okay, boy. Now, you will strip for me. Take off your clothes. Become naked. I forbid clothing to be worn in my kingdom. Oh, I see your hesitation. I sense your butterflies. The feeling that you're not supposed to get naked. You'll be vulnerable, exposed, every inch of your body visible. You don't know who or what else is watching. Well, boy, I'm watching, and I want to see your nude form. And since I'm queen out here, I get what I want. Ka makes sure of that. Don't you, Ka? Yes, she does. So get going, boy. Start with your shirt. Lift it up over your head. And set it on the ground. Nice chest. I like your muscles. Oh, your nipples are hard. A little pokey. Are you cold? Or just nervous? Now, I want you to pull down your pants. Unbuckle your belt. Unfasten and unzip. Slide the denim of your jeans down to the ground and step out of them. Now you stand there in just your boxer briefs. Those are cute. I like them. I think I'll keep them. They're nice and tight across your butt. I like your bulge hanging down in front, pushing against the cotton. I can see the outline of your testicles as they're cradled by your underwear. Now, my boy, I want to see your things. So pull your underwear down, hook your thumbs into your waistband, and tug your boxer briefs down to your ankles. Ah, good boy. Good boy. Just stand there for a minute, completely nude, your underwear around your ankles, your genitals hanging out in the open air, exposed. Love this image. Close your eyes. Feel the cool air on your bare body. Feel it one with the forest. Feel vulnerable, naked, and bare. Open your eyes and look down at yourself. See your penis and scrotum dangling free between your legs, supported only by the air. Now realize, this is exactly what I see. I'm looking at your junk. Your most sensitive area is uncovered, unprotected. Your private parts are not so private now. In fact, they're rather public. To me, Ka, and the forest. Feel your entire male body on display for us. From somewhere in the darkness, my eyes are staring back at you. And right now, they're focused on your penis. Step out of your underwear, boy. Bend over and scoop them up. Hand them to Ka. Ka, bring me his underwear and eat the rest of his clothes. Watch her sneak back into the darkness. Good pet, my loyal, obedient Ka. See? Ka obeys me, and Ka gets rewarded. She wants to play with you. Go ahead, baby. Have your fun. Don't hurt him too bad, because I want to turn too. Oh, and don't let him come. Male ejaculate is reserved for royalty. Close your eyes and just feel what she does to you. Feel her nudge you, shiver at her touch, her tickle. She's flicking her tail at your nipples. Her tail is incredibly prehensile. It feels like a tongue, doesn't it? It moves across your chest, down your belly, the dip of your upper thigh, then back over your hip, then down your leg, behind your knee, down your calf, feeling the bump of your ankle and resting on your feet. Then she starts to head up the other leg, swirling through your hair, moving up to your balls, feeling them, stroking them, cradling them, and cupping them. She carefully rubs through the skin. Be gentle with my boy's testicles, dear. They're very sensitive. They are his reproductive organs, his orbs of sex. They give his penis its sexual power. They're right there, hanging in a skin sack, just begging to be played with. Become steadily more aroused as she plays with the skin of your sack. It feels tingly and, oh, so good. It causes your penis to lengthen and enlarge and drop, pulled down by its added weight. And then, as Ka's tail moves under you, behind your balls, and plays with your butt, your penis begins to lift upwards. You feel it pulse as it points up, jumping with your pulse. As your erection develops, your body floods with sexual arousal, and warmth spreads everywhere, but especially your fingertips, toes, nipples, and your penis. It becomes harder and harder. You feel pressure inside you as your penis pushes off your prostate to raise itself up. The head of it expands as it develops a slight curve. The skin grows taut and the veins bulge. Your dick throbs and pulsates. Oh, my sweet baby. That looks so good. The sight of your exposed erect penis is getting me wet. Oh. She's encircling you, wrapping her tail around you. Feel her become your new clothes, going up and up until she's wrapped completely around you. A little room left for your mouth and penis. She covers your eyes, obstructing your view. Feel her muscles move against you. Feel her body, surprisingly soft for a snake skin, wriggle against you, gently squeezing, massaging you. Feel absorbed and encompassed. Feel sensory overload on your skin. Ka could squeeze the life out of you, shatter your bones at a moment's notice from me. All I have to do is snap, and Ka will flex herself, and you'll be crushed. Ooh, does the threat of death turn you on? I'm looking down and your penis is throbbing. I'm gonna come out, and I want a closer look. Hey boy, I'm right here. Can you feel me? I'm naked too. Why wear clothes in my own kingdom? I own this forest. I prance around confident in my own bare skin, as I please. I like feeling my fleshy tits bounce around and my butt jiggle as I walk. I don't like the restrictions of female underwear, so I don't wear it. My subjects prostrate themselves as I pass by. They know not to glance at my body unless given express permission. Ooh, all this is making you harder. You must be burning with lust as your sexy organ fills with blood. The swollen head must be so sensitive. What if I just touch it with my index finger? Just gentle contact between me and you. It spasms. This pleases me, boy. I like your cock. I like it very much, my sweet boy. I'm gonna return to the darkness now. Release him. Take some deep breaths. Feel the pressure on your body dissipate. Oh my. A drop of pre-cum is forming. Oh baby. You better hope it doesn't Oh no. You spilled your fluids onto my ground. And you didn't even ask for permission. Oh, naughty. Ka, looks like we need to remind him who's in charge here. Go up to his genitals, then position yourself in front of his junk. Open wide, my girl. Now, my naughty boy, step forward and place your testicles in Ka's mouth. You heard me. Now, put your balls in her mouth. Don't make me say it again. Boy, if you do not do exactly as I say, you will get far worse than I have planned. If you do not put your testicles in Ka's mouth, Ka will bite off your penis. Is that what you want? No, you don't. Good boy. Now take one hand and lift your throbbingly erect penis out of the way. Take your other hand and hold your scrotum. Scoot your hips up to Ka, right up to her lower jaw. See her long fangs? Yeah, you do. Now rest your balls in her mouth, letting them tumble over the lip and inside. Good boy. Are you nervous? Don't let them shrink up. I want your balls to hang deep in Cosmo. Now hold very, very, very still. Ka, you know what to do. Watch as her mouth begins to close. Watch her fangs come down. Feel your pulse quicken. Don't you dare move. Watch her teeth slowly contact the flap of your scrotal skin, away from your testicles. And feel the sting as they penetrate your flesh. Her fangs sinking through your ball sack and coming out the other side. Oh, it burns, doesn't it? Feel her venom course through your veins. Feel its effects kick in as her mouth closes completely on your scrotum, impaled on her teeth, your balls inside her mouth. They're still connected, just punctured. They're still in there, held hostage to ensure you do everything I say. At any moment, she could quickly pull and tear your nads off. So keep still. Standing there with your hips jutted out, your cock wobbling in the air. Her venom is warm, isn't it? Feel your body heat up and tingle. Your heart rate quickens, as does your breathing. You start to sweat. Your cock grows, adding 2 inches in length and 1 inch in girth. How's that feel, baby? Distracting enough from the pain of your balls being bitten? Feel that weird knot in the pit of your stomach? Yes, you do. Now keep your head straight. Don't turn. Behind you. Feel my hands on your shoulders, massaging you. Feel my toes brush against your heels. I just want to feel your big muscly arms. I just want to run my hands down your body, feel you, smell you, kiss your neck. I'm just gonna nuzzle my nose into your neck, over your shoulder. Oh, you smell so good. My hair is falling over you. I can taste you. You taste yummy. I'm gonna hold your sides and just nibble on your ear for a bit. It feels nice. I'm moving my hands down so they're resting on your hips. My wrist contacting the top of your buttocks. My fingertips spidering around your lower belly. Oh, you exceed maximum arousal as the venom consumes you. Oh, your penis is pre-coming again. Oh, don't worry about it. As long as it falls on Ka's face, she likes it. I just don't want it wasted on the ground. That's it, honey. Just keep breathing and throbbing for me. Oh, drool your pre-cum on Ka. Just keep doing that. while I hug you from behind. Full body embrace. My thighs push into your butt. My feet climbing on yours. Oh, my breasts pressed against your back. Feel some fur against your bare butt? Yeah, I've got some hair too. And you feel warm and fuzzy. Feel the warmth of my embrace. My nude body wrapped around you. My voice in your ear. I'm reaching my left hand back around to squeeze your butt. Your thick, sexy ass. And my right hand trails down your belly and reaches for your penis. Feel my fingers wrap around your steel cock. Ka, some lube if you would please. Thank you. I'll start jimmying my hand back and forth. And so begins the road to your orgasm. You can look down now and see my hands and arms. You notice anything about my skin? It's pitch black. So dark, it absorbs the light around it. I am the queen of the night, after all. Queen of the darkness. Embodiment of the forest. And I'm gonna take your soul. Don't move. Remember where your balls are. Ka, give them a little pull. Oh, you didn't like that, did you? Keep wriggling like that. I'll have her pull them off, and then I'll kill you. This way, you keep your life. Just in debt to me, as a slave of my forest. A man of my jungle. Forever bound here, you'll never die. I can still have Ka beat the shit out of you and smash your little testicles. So do behave. You'll do, well, whatever I want you to. You'll start out as my little sex toy. I am royalty after all, and you shall treat me as such. Fetching things for me, making cold drinks, massaging my sore legs, worshipping at my pussy, and of course, amusing me with that cock of yours. Yeah, so just feel the pressure building in your cock. Feel the fluids start to mix inside you. Feels so good. As your penis electrifies with pleasure. Feel me wrap one leg around you and support myself with an arm over your shoulder. I'm basically riding you, halfway piggyback, jerking your cock. My hair is spilling over your shoulders. See it? It's green, bright green. You're so sexy. Are you ready, my boy? Are you ready to squirt your cum and be mine forever? Come on. Take your hands and reach them back on my ass. Feel my round butt against your fingers. Feel it flex as I hold myself up on you. Stroke it. Oh, yeah. I'll stroke you faster. Feel me grind on you. Buck on your butt. Oh, yes. Feel my wet pussy juice flow over your leg. Oh, God, baby, yes. Yes, feel it. Experience it as we use our sex organs, as we pleasure each other. Feel the pleasure wash over your penis. Feel your prostate contract. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yeah. Feel the pulse as you shoot jet after jet of hot cum all over my snake's muzzle. Your queen is pleased. The spell is complete. Let me climb off of you. Oh, I love that position. Untold pleasures and a life of happiness await you in servitude. Out here in the jungle. In the beauty and serenity of nature. Oh, you will love me as I will love you. Okay, Ka. Release him. Careful. You're bleeding. And just hold pressure on that, okay? Grasp your testicles, and we'll get you cleaned up. It will heal. You'll be sore as hell for a few weeks, but it taught you a lesson. All right, Ka. Thank you ever so much, darling. Come here. Give me a kiss. Mwah. You slither off now and go get yourself fed. And you, my sweet boy, turn around now and look into my piercing green eyes. Hi there. Ready to serve? Take my hand and come with me. Here we are. What's that? Oh, don't mind them. Those mutilated corpses are just the men who wouldn't serve. No need to worry about them.